Philip Semper-Pierre to these urgent queue. Today's date is 06/13/2024. Dictation is for Miss Itzel Sasuda. Sasuda spells S-A-U-C-E-D-O. Itzel spells I-T-Z-E-L. Date of birth is 04/07/1994. This is a 29-year-old female here for a follow-up period. Patient said that she was seen here on /06/03/2024, was diagnosed with otitis externa and otitis media. Says she is using medication that drops on the pills and with no improvement, period. She says she still have decreased hearing in her left ear. Also indicated she's here to review her mammogram results, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert, oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100%. At room air, blood pressure is 114 over 76, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 98.3, period. Next paragraph. Left ear, no erythema, no edema, no effusion, no tragal tug, no mastoid tenderness. Next paragraph, HENT normal. Next paragraph, neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs. Previous paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory effort, no adventitious sounds, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, no paradoxical motion. Previous paragraph, cardiac, regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs, no peripheral edema or cyanosis. Previous paragraph, neuro alert oriented times 3, cranial nerves 2/10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal. Mood and effect and normal period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is decreased hearing, left ear. Assessment number two, fibrocystic breast. And number three, follow-up period. Next paragraph, patient and I review our mammogram results, which indicated fibrocystic changes with no sonographic evidence of malignancy. Patient was reassured. She was advised to avoid loud noises. She indicated she works at a restaurant where the music is extremely loud. She also advised to avoid aspirin, Motrin, Naprosyn, and all related type medication because she's indicated sometimes she has a ring in her ears. Period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is fatigue. Number two, decreased hearing. Number three, tinnitus. Patient was given a consult to see an otolaryngology specialist in the Woodlands. She was advised and educated on ear protection. We review her mammogram results. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. Today we did labs. These labs include CBC, CMP, TSH. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. End of dictation.